What's up, everyone? Welcome to the September 28th edition of FanDuel Tournament Plays presented by Prize Picks. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can follow me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, be sure to click the link below to claim up to a $100 first match deposit bonus with Prize Picks. We have a 12-game MLB slate again tonight. And as usual, we're going to take a look at three of the top tournament stacks and three of the top tournament pitchers using the top stacks tool and the top pitchers tool on the stochastic.com website. Starting with the top stacks, number three, the Atlanta Braves are taking on Josiah Gray tonight in Washington. They are projected for 10% ownership with an 11% chance of being the top scoring stack. Gray has struck out 24.2% of hitters this year, but he's also allowed 2.33 home runs per nine innings. He's been really, really bad against left-handed bats. Matt Olson and Michael Harris look like two of the best plays on the entire slate, but that's not to take anything away from right-handed power like Acuna, Swanson, and Riley. They are very strong plays as well. Atlanta's active roster has a 187 ISO and 112 WRC+. Number two, the Boston Red Sox hosting Dean Kramer and the Orioles. The Red Sox are projected for 15% ownership, but they have an 8% chance of being the top scoring stack, in addition to a 7% chance of being the top value stack. Kramer has struck out 17.7% of hitters with a 4.26 xFIP this season, but the Orioles' bullpen is also very thin and very worn out right now. We had the rain delay game 2 games ago where the bullpen had to soak up about 7 innings. That took 2 guys. And then yesterday, basically nobody could get any outs. They had to go to the bullpen early with Kyle Bradish struggling, and then they used a lot of different arms yesterday. So if Kramer struggles in this game, it has the potential to be another very high scoring game for the Red Sox, who have a 108 WRC plus and 151 ISO on their active roster. And number one, the other side of that game, the Baltimore Orioles taking on Rich Hill. The Orioles are projected for 9% ownership with an 8% chance of being the top scoring stack and a 9% chance of being the top value. Hill has struck out 19.5% of hitters with a 4.27 xFIP this season, while the Orioles active roster has a 103 WRC plus and 165 ISO. It does work against the Orioles that Hill is left-handed because it means Rutschman is going to be on his weaker side of the plate, and you're not going to have the platoon advantage for Cedric Mullins or Gunnar Henderson, but hopefully they can get to Hill early and then get into a worn-down Red Sox bullpen that has had the same issues as the Orioles bullpen that I was just describing. Now, before we take a look at the top three tournament pitchers, we do have a promo code for viewers of these videos. That promo code is ADAMMLB. Use it and get 50% off Stochastic Plus weekly. This offer is available for new users only, but if you haven't already signed up for Stochastic Plus, take advantage. You'll get 50% off and access to behind the paywall data, including the top stacks tool and the top pitchers tool that I reference in these videos. So again, that's promo code ADAMMLB. Use it and get 50% off Stochastic Plus weekly. Now, looking at the top three tournament pitchers, number three, Jesus Luzardo in a difficult matchup against the Mets, but he is only $9,400. He's projected for 3% ownership with a 6% chance of being the top scoring pitcher. He has a 28.9% strikeout percentage, which is one of the highest on the slate, to go along with a 3.31 xFIP. And like I said, tough matchup, 118 WRC+, and 19.9% strikeout percentage on the Mets active roster. But most of the good pitchers have a tough matchup tonight, and the ones that don't are very popular. Number two, Brandon Woodruff hosting the St. Louis Cardinals at $10,600. Woodruff is projected for 12% ownership with an 8% chance of being the top scoring pitcher. He has struck out 30.1% of hitters with a 3.23 xFIP this season, while the Cardinals active roster has a 120 WRC plus and 18.3% strikeout percentage. But be sure to pay attention to who is in the Cardinals actual lineup when it's released, because they clinched the division last night, so it's very unlikely that their best players will be playing today. You should get a watered down lineup for Woodruff. And number one, Gerrit Cole, $10,900 price tag, taking on the Blue Jays in the Rogers Center. Another difficult matchup for a very good pitcher. Cole leads the slate with a 32.6% strikeout percentage. He has a 3.5 xFIP, but he is facing a Blue Jays team that has a 112 WRC plus and 20.3% strikeout percentage on their active roster. Cole is only projected for 10% ownership, however, with a 9% chance of being the top scoring pitcher. So to recap, the top three tournament stacks: number three, the Atlanta Braves; number two, the Boston Red Sox; number one, the Baltimore Orioles. And the top three tournament pitchers: number three, Jesus Luzardo; number two, Brandon Woodruff; and number one, Gerrit Cole.